It's Friday, September 3rd, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Better weather is helping in the battle against the Caldor Fire, which is still threatening communities around Lake Tahoe. The blaze has forced thousands of evacuations, but firefighters are making progress. As of this morning, the fire is up to 29% containment. Mild winds and low humidity yesterday allowed firefighters to strengthen areas where large pockets of unburned fuel threatened existing control lines. Officials are conducting inspections of damaged homes. According to CAL FIRE, more than 800 homes and other structures have been destroyed. Further north, the Dixie Fire has burned more than 1,300 square miles of land. Fire crews worked yesterday to remove dead standing trees in the Lassen Volcanic National Park area. Today, they're focusing on removing more dead trees, which are threatening firefighter safety. Residents are encouraged to stay vigilant and to monitor evacuation information and road closures. And as a reminder, Incline Village schools are closed through at least Tuesday due to unpredictable fire behavior, and Douglas County has closed all lake schools in the district through at least today. We have more information on evacuations and shelters and lots of links to helpful resources at our website, KUNR.org. The U.S. Postal Service has implemented an emergency suspension of some post offices because of the Caldor Fire. The Zephyr Cove, State Line, and Glenbrook locations are all closed temporarily. Residents are asked to use the Ormsby Post Office at 2613 Empire Ranch Road in Carson City to get their mail. The Ormsby Post Office is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and closed Saturday and Sunday. Customers from Zephyr Cove, State Line, and Glenbrook must present a valid picture ID. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak has signed an emergency directive giving large conventions the ability to drop mask requirements if all attendees are vaccinated against COVID-19. KUNR's Paul Boger reports.
Emergency Directive 50 expands the state's mask exception for large events to all counties, if all attendees have gotten the coronavirus vaccination. Essentially, masks are no longer required for the fully vaccinated if the convention has at least 4,000 attendees, requires pre-registration, and lasts for a set period of time. Organizers must also prevent unauthorized people from entering and require proof of a COVID-19 vaccination. If a convention doesn't follow these rules, attendees will have to continue to wear masks indoors regardless of vaccination status. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
A severe shortage of nurses has left some northern Nevada hospitals with few staffed beds for patients. Dr. Chris Lake with the Nevada Hospital Association says the nursing shortage is a problem compounded by the number of unvaccinated people who end up in the hospital.
We entered the pandemic with a shortage of nurses, and this has been increasing as nurses leave the profession with each subsequent wave of illness.
According to the latest state data, there are currently more than 1,100 confirmed or suspected COVID-19 hospitalizations in Nevada. About a quarter of them are in the intensive care unit. Wildlife officials in Nevada are asking residents in the Carson-Douglas area to be on alert for bears. According to the Nevada Appeal, officials have reported a rash of bear sightings along the eastern edge of the Sierra as the Caldor Fire continues to wreak havoc south of Lake Tahoe. Bears have also begun to forage ahead of their winter hibernation, a period that usually leads to increased bear encounters. Residents are being asked to drive carefully, especially at night, and to secure garbage cans and other rubbish. Officials say people can help displaced wildlife by providing water well away from their houses so that animals don't start to associate the water with the home itself. Voters not affiliated with a major political party are now the largest voting bloc in Nevada. Democrats make up roughly 34% of voters, while Republicans make up a little more than 30%. But people who identify as nonpartisan or who vote for minor political parties have a slight majority. They represent nearly 35% of all registered voters in the state. According to the Secretary of State's office, there are 1.8 million active registered voters in Nevada. Those are your morning news headlines for Friday, September 3rd. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.